Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Mikurim Dav Tassa. We are starting Chesom and Beis about 5 months off for the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah and a Chag Varachana Kavachulu and a Vilna source of Davitz on Hail Mid Aleph about halfway through the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basri Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah told us that if a person brings his Bikurim from Chag, which is Sukkot, until Chanukah, he's going to be Mevi Ve'ena Kairei. Now the Gemara tells us Chavraya say B'shem Rabbi Shuban Levi. The Chum the Beis Medrash say the name Rabbi Shuban Levi. If Rishon Kadim L'Chag V'Avar Leina Chag Mevi Ve'ena Kairei. If he separated, he designated his Bikurim before Sukkot and he only managed to bring them after Sukkot, he's going to be maybe the Enik Kairei. If Rishon Kadam L'Chanukah V'Avar Lein Chanukah, if he designates them, separates them before Chanukah, and he only brings them after Chanukah, you're Kavu. He has to let them rot, and he's actually not going to bring them, because after Chanukah is not a time for Bikurim. And La'achar Chanukah, if he designates them after Chanukah, like Kachi, they're not even Kadosh, because as we just said, it's not a time for Bikurim, and he's going to have to wait till the next year. Now the Gemara asks, Tesla and Alpha on the top, and here's a Girsa change. Vlesle the Chevraya, Kadod Reb Ze'era. The Chevraya don't hold the memory of Reb Ze'era, which we had previously. So if Reb Ze'era holds, Shakal Bikurim. That any Bikurim that already from the beginning was fitting to have the Pesukim read is only mutter when the Pesukim are read. And here, when he designated the Bikurim before Sukkot, and now it's past Sukkot, he shouldn't be allowed to bring them Ve'enoi Kairei. He shouldn't be able to bring the Bikurim at all because they were designated before Sukkot, which is a time of Kriya. So these are Litur B'Kriya. And once again, the Gemara says, Lasa Chavraya Kain, don't the Chavraya hold to this? And the answer is, Islahan Meshaf Rishon Kadam L'Chag, Levion Acher Chag. They're talking about where the fellow designated his Bikurim before Sukkot with the intent that he's going to bring them after Sukkot, which means from the beginning he never intended to be Kairi on them anyway, and this fits with Shita Serbs Eira. The market team is asking about Tanin. We learned in a Mishnah in Mavim Bikurim, Lemon Chadash al Yashan, Lemon Yashan al Chadash, no bring Bikurim from new on to old or old on to new. Now, Manan Kaiman, what's this Mishnah referring to? In the Per Shevi Ushlish, La'achar Rosh Hashanah, Al Per Shevi Ushlish, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if it's talking about fruit that grew a third after Rosh Hashanah, being used as Bikurim for fruit that grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, well, that can't be because Mekivin Shalahi Vi Ushlish, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, since these fruits didn't grow a third before Rosh Hashanah, davar baru shalei shishu kadam la'omer. They for sure did not even take root before the omer, which we know is on the second day of Pesach. Vein asur not shiava omer v'yatireim, and they're usher to be eaten until the next carbon omer is brought to be matir them. We know that all grain is usher to eat until the carbon omer is brought. And if these grew a third after Rosh Hashanah, that means they didn't even take root before the omer, so we can't bring them as bikurim anyway. Alakin akam, and it must be what's the Mishnah referring to. Bepeir shachantu kadam chamish asar b'shvat. These pears flowered before the 15th of Shvat to b'shvat. Al peir shachantu and they're being used as Bikurim for fruits that flowered after the 15th of Shvat. And what do we learn from here? Since that's considered Menachadash al Yashan, what's the inference we can make? Haman Chadash al Chadash, maybe, that we are allowed to bring from Chadash on Chadash. Now, what do we see from here? It seems to be that we're discussing after Chanukah. Because if Chadash in regards to Bikurim is something that flowered after Tu B'Shvat, well, Tu B'Shvat is after Chanukah. And if our Diak is correct, then that means we could bring from Chadash al Chadash, and that's talking about after Chanukah, and that's clearly not like Chevraya, which say that after Chanukah, they're not even Kadosh. However, Amar Rav Chinah answers that no, Bizmanon, all this Mishnah is telling us is that everything has to be brought in their proper time. If it grew earlier, that's considered Yashan, so it's brought as part of last year's Bikurim. If it grew later, then it's brought as part of next year's Bikurim, but not after Chanukah. And that's all we're learning, and we can't make this inference that Chadash al Chadash is okay. And moving on to Tassam Abayz with Halacha Zayin. The Mishnah tells us, Hefresh Bikurov, a person separates Bikurim, Umachar Sedeh, when then he sold his field. Maybe in a Kairi, he brings, but he doesn't say the Psukim, because he doesn't have land anymore, so he can't save us Adamash and Satali. Shani, the second guy, meaning the lekach, the person who bought the property, me'aisa min ene mevi. From that very same min that the original owner had already separated, he's not going to bring bikurim. But min acher, mevi kairei, from a different min, a different type of fruit that didn't have bikurim designated already, he will bring and say the psukim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, af me'aisa min mevi kairei, even that min itself, the one that the original owner had designated, the new owner can also bring bikurim and say the psukim. The mission continues, Hefreshim zikurov, a person separates bikurim, namaku, and then they rotted, or nivs. They were plundered, nignavu, they were stolen, avdu, they got lost, oishenitmur, they became tamei, maybe acherim tachtein, he has to bring new ones in their place. Ve'ena kari, but doesn't say the psukim, vashnim, and the second bikurim that are being used as a replacement for the first one, ein chayav and olein chaymesh, he's not chayav chaymesh for. We know that if a non-kain eats bikurim, he has to not only pay the value of what he ate, but he has to add on extra chaymesh, very similar to truma. And the Mishnah just told us that if a non-kain ate these replacement bikurim, he does not have to add on a chaymesh, and that's because they're really just a replacement and they're not the actual bikurim. The Mishnah continues, nitmu bazar. If the Bikurim became Tameh in the Azara, Noifetz ve'ino Kairei, he just scatters them on the floor and he doesn't say the Psukim. Now we explain, how do we know the person's responsible for his Bikurim until he brings them to Harabayas, and if something happens to them, he has to replace them? Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Rishis Bikuri ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Lekecha, v'gaymer. And what do we learn from these words of Beis Hashem Lekecha, Shuchai Bachriyusan, ad Shivim Harabayas, that he's responsible for them until he brings them to Harabayas, and if they get stolen or lost or Tameh, he has to bring new ones. And last in, Harishahavim min echad. Let's say he brings bikurim from one min v'kara, and he said the psukim v'chaz behavim min acher, and then he goes back and brings from another min. He's not going to say the psukim again, and the Gemara is going to explain why that is. The Gemara now begins by explaining the first part of the Mishnah, that if a person sold his field after designated bikurim, the new guy can't bring bikurim from the same min that the first guy had already designated. Matamid rabbanin, and the answer is because the pasuk tells us in regards to bikurim that the person relates, I've said today, and what do we learn from here? Pamachas humagid ve'ena magid pam shnia. A person can only say one haggadah, one kriya on a particular min, and since that min already had bikurim brought from it, the new owner is not able to bring bikurim and say the psukim. We continue explaining the Mishnah of Hashnim ein chayv melein chaymesh, that these replacement bikurim, what is not chayv chaymesh for? Amar Yechon, he says, Mishem Michidi ani shayna isa. I'm teaching this in the name of a das yachid. This is Reb Shimon ben Yechai's opinion. V'tani kin, we have a brayso just like this. Reb Shimon Yehuda Eimer Mishum Reb Shimon Shniim ein chayv melein chaymesh, that these second ones, the replacement bikurim, one is not chayv chaymesh for them. And Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak says, B'shem Rav Huna Shnayim loychem afil min hashuk. These second bikurim, these replacement ones, could even be bought from the marketplace. They don't actually have to be bikurim first fruits. It just has to be the same min, and they're just being a replacement. And the question is, mat avid loin, what are they being treated as? Ki toisavas habikurim, like toisavas bikurim, or ki itur habikurim, or like itur. What's the difference between these two things? So we're going to see later on in the Masechta that there's actually three different levels of bikurim. There's the first fruits themselves, then there's toisavas bikurim, additional bikurim, which is the same min as those first fruits, but they're not actual first fruits, and they're added on to the basket. And then there's itur bikurim, which means beautifying the bikurim, and those are random fruits, not of the same min of the bikurim, that are also added on to the basket to make it look beautiful. And the question is, what's the din of these replacement bikurim? Are they like tosefes or like itur? And what's the difference? Well, in tavdin and kitosefes bikurim, if you treat them like tosefes, then piturim and hadamai, then they're pater from demai because they're just like bikurim, and bikurim doesn't have a din of demai, so neither does it tosefes. Whereas in tavdin and kitur bikurim, if they're like itur, chayavim b'demai, they have a chiyuv of demai because they're just considered like regular fruit. They're there to beautify the bikurim, but they're not actually true to like bikurim. We continue explaining nitmu bazar noifetz vein akayre. We had said if the bikurim became tame in the azara, he scatters them and he doesn't say the psukim. Rav Chama bar Okva says b'shem Rabbi Yisrael Chanina nitma bikurim. If they become tame, asalim nitin lekayanim. The baskets of the bikurim are still given to the kayanim. Dechse, because the pasuk says v'lokach akayin etenem yadecha. The kain will take the basket from your hand. Now, even though in the context of the pasuk, it's referring to the kain taking the basket of bikurim and waving it around, the drasha that we're learning over here is that sometimes the kain is just going to take the basket and nothing else, and that's the situation that the bikurim became tame and they got spilled out, but the basket is still taken by the kain. The Gemara continues, Yoram and Alpha on the top of the Mishnah that said, Aresh Evi Min Echad V'chulu, if a person brought from one min and read the psukim, and now he brings from another min, he doesn't read the psukim. The Gemara clarifies, Lamin Nitzrecha, for whose opinion is this necessary? Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Yehuda. Af Agav Rabbi Yehuda Amar, even though Rabbi Yehuda had said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Magid V'chazru Magid, that even though there was one Haggadah of Bikurim, there could be another Haggadah. As we had said, if a person designated his Bikurim and then sold the field, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the new owner could take even from that same min and be Kaire. So we see that one min could have double Bikurim brought on it. Nonetheless, the Mishnah has to tell us, she is Rabbi Yehuda, Reish Evim Min Echad, if a person himself brought from one min, Kara, and read the Psukim, V'chazru Evim Min Acher, and then he brought from another min, Hareza Eina Kaire, he doesn't read the Psukim again, because we're talking about the same guy, not a different person who had bought the field. And lastly, the Gemara explains why we're not going to be Kaire the Psukim. He managed to bring his Bikurim all the way into the Azara, and then they became Tame. So we understand he's going to spill them out because they're Tame, but why shouldn't he read the Psukim? On that, the Gemara tells us, Amar B'yani son, Tani Rishim Rechai Kin, Rishim Rechai taught the following. The Pasuk tells us, V'amarta V'samachta. What do we learn from here? Ava Omer Ala Simcha, that we're only able to say these Psukim when it's a situation of Simcha, and there's not full Simcha when the Bikurim became Tame, and therefore the Psukim are not read. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.